of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Today is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, and you too can blast off to celebrate the milestone. The City of Montgomery, Air Force Junior ROTC, and Civil Air Patrol are hosting a rocket launching event at Riverwalk Stadium. You can bring your own non-powered or homemade rocket. It starts at 10 a.m., and it's free. If you haven't already noticed more police presence on the highways, today is day two of Operation Southern Shield. It allows for officers across Alabama and four other southern states to step up their traffic patrol until next Monday to crack down on speeding. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during previous years' Southern Shield. Alabama's 200th birthday is coming up, and the Alabama State Parks Division is celebrating this Friday. All 21 state parks will offer free admission and parking and a 20% discount on overnight stays. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and more, be sure to visit alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502. 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. I have a treat for everybody.
My treat.
One of my favorite times of the week.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight. A chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And nobody knows more about our area businesses and business leaders than Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage, who is an industry leader, the best. No one can compete with her in home mortgages. We were talking about that during the break. You're unbeatable. Everybody that goes to you has a better experience, happier, leaves better, saves money. I mean, it's just, why? How do you compete with that? Everybody else should just close their doors.
It's just, it'll live it.
Yeah.
I breathe it. You know?
Do. And you've been living it and breathing it for a long time. You take pride in it.
I went to college for it.
Yeah.
And I've, been
like
in the field
surgeon.
A long time.
Like a surgeon, you're precise. You don't waste a bunch of time.
Nope.
You're not cutting around somebody's legs if they need an arm surgery.
Hey, some would say I probably do. I don't know. It's not wasting time. It's time well spent for me, but I get to know everybody.
Yeah.
So it takes me a little, sometimes a little longer because I'm more engaged in them and getting to know, you know, what they're about and what they're, what motivates them and what, you know, what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
But Baron, you know, from time to time we talk about rates, and I mean, rates, not everything, but it's one of the most important things on a mortgage.
Sure.
I still, and then there's plenty of listeners out there that are looking at their mortgage statement, tearing off that little, you know, piece you submit with your payment and sending it in without really looking at the mortgage statement.
Yeah.
Meaning that we have a lot of listeners that are paying 5% and better on mortgages.
Right? Or worse. Not better, worse.
5% or higher. Well, when I say higher, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
a terrible interest rate in today's environment.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Absolutely.
And they don't even know they're paying it, a lot of them, because they haven't picked up the phone and called you and asked what the hell's going on.
That's right. But if they'll look at their mortgage statement, pull it out, go online.
Yeah.
And if you're paying PMI, okay, or...
private mortgage insurance?
Or mortgage insurance premium. It's a monthly premium.
Gross.
FHA. Well, no, it's PMI is for your conventional loan.
Yeah.
And then MIP is what they call it on FHA.
But if you're paying some insurance, you need to call you.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have many programs where there is no PMI.
Yeah.
Or lender paid.
Okay. Right. What does the insurance cover?
It covers loss. It covers
the lender?
It covers the lender.
So the borrower pays the lender's insurance premium so that if there's a foreclosure and they end up losing money, they can make a claim.
Bingo. Now, on conventional loans, when your mortgage balance dips below 80%.
It goes away.
That's right.
But you have to refinance to get it to go away?
No.
You just apply?
No. When you go to your closing, you'll get an amortization schedule along with a PMI document that shows what payment is scheduled to be eliminated.
I got you.
Okay. And that's on conventional only. FHA loans, I mean, they're different. They're for the life of the loan.
Yeah.
So
you have to refinance to get those to go away.
Yes.
But if someone's paying any of those insurances, they need to call you.
They need to pick up the phone and give us a call.
567-4223.
And chances are we can eliminate it or reduce it substantially and also get you a better term and rate on the remaining balance.
What excuse would someone have not to call you? Let's do it back. We always tell people why they should call you. What excuse would somebody have to not call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, and either ask about getting a new loan on a, like, purchase money loan on a house, or to refinance,
or if they're in the market to buy?
Yeah, but what excuse would someone have not to call you?
They don't have a phone. I mean,
they don't have a phone. Okay, so that's one excuse.
Their phone.
Don't have access to a phone. Can't speak.
I mean,
but
if
they can't speak, they can get on the website.
I can't imagine.
I can't either. That's what I don't understand. There's no excuse not to call. Yet I talk to people all the time who are like, hey, what's Kim Williams' number? I think, I've been talking about her for 5 years. Why haven't you called her yet?
That's right.
They're like, eh, you know, just waiting.
Yeah.
What are you waiting on?
I always ask them, what took you so long to call?
They could have been saving money that whole time.
I know. You know, well, for whatever reason.
Do you think some of them aren't calling because they'll feel stupid because they haven't called you yet? But
No.
best day to do something is yesterday. The second best day is today.
That's right. Good point.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't feel stupid.
They should feel stupid if they continue not to call.
Yeah, continue, you know, to make stupid, I guess, if you're going to call it stupid decisions with your, you know, your money, because you're throwing it away.
Setting it on fire. Walking out in the backyard and setting it on fire.
Set it on fire.
Yeah.
Right.
And some of these people, it's hundreds of dollars a month.
Right.
Now, here's the thing, too. They'll drive all over town looking to save 9 cents on a gallon of gas. And they'll pay $700 too much on their mortgage every month.
Right.
And some of these people do that.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they'll pick up peanut butters and they'll go, we can't have any Skippy this month, Marge.
Right.
It's $2.19 a jar. I got to get this great generic over here. It's $1.89 a jar. And they'll do that for 20 cents, and then they won't call you. And every month they're just throwing money away on a mortgage.
Right.
Don't even try, people. If you haven't called to refinance your mortgage with Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, don't try to save any other money in your life. Don't look at your credit card bill and examine, or do we have any. Just stop it.
Right.
All these people cutting the cord to save $40, and they're just throwing hundreds of dollars a month away on their mortgage.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're worried about, you know, these credit cards with large rates and large payments, and the rate doesn't change.
Right.
The payments go to interest. The balance never goes down.
Right.
All they have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. I mean, we can show them how to accelerate the payments on that credit card by lowering their mortgage payment, right? That's one way to do it. Or secondly, to turn around and cash out the equity and pay the darn
card
off.
Just pay it off. Be done with it.
We do a lot of that.
567-4223, 567-4223. You also have the online option. People can fill it out online.
Absolutely.
On their phone.
Absolutely.
So when they go to the can at work, they can fill out a mortgage application?
Absolutely. Or they can call and schedule an appointment. Remember, we still have a lot of people like myself that like to do business the old-fashioned way.
Face-to-face.
Face-to-face.
Handshake.
Absolutely.
Look you in the eye. Wink in the gun.
That's right.
Enjoy a soda.
Not 1-800, hit this number, hit that number, and then you know.
What a waste.
Yep. Yeah. Guess what? If you call Alabama Home Mortgage, we're going to pick up the phone.
You know what's funny? I used to listen. I mean, I've listened to radio my whole life. And before I knew you, before I was on radio, there was another place that advertised on air. And I called one day because my wife and I were back in town and thinking about buying a house. Didn't know if we were ready or whatever, but just wanted to get some information. Called the number, took the mortgage app over the phone, called back a day or two, 3 days later, said, you don't qualify. That's all they said. There was no... Here are the steps you can take to get you qualified. Call me back in 6 months after you do this. I called you, and you said, I could probably shoehorn you into a loan, but you're not going to like it. Why don't you take 6 months or a year, take this step, and this step, and call me back, and we'll get you a good loan. And you did. A year later, I called back, and, you know, in a dream home with a great loan, and it's a difference in service, a difference in caring about people.
But you, Baron, I'll say there is no other mortgage company that is more in line with our customers' best interest than we are.
Yeah, I agree with you. I couldn't agree more.
I mean, I care.
Rates still low?
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid low.
Stupid low.
Yeah.
I think that the rates are already reflecting, it's already built in.
Next rate cut.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too.
That's right.
The 10-year note won't get off a 2. Just keeps hovering right around 2.
I can't think of a better time.
No. You're foolish. Let me just say it. I'll say it. You're not going to be mean. You guys are idiots if you hadn't called her yet. 567-4223. Call now. 567-4223. She'll be back at the office by noon.
And if you're thinking, well, I've already talked to, you know, Joe over there, you know, and... He seems nice and all that. And that's great. That's great. And I think I'm getting a good deal. But do you know you're getting a good deal? Do you know you're getting the best deal that you qualify for?
Yeah.
Well,
got a caller.
If you have that question, pick up the phone and give me a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and click on the Blink link and you can fill out your application right there, like Baron was saying, on your smartphone, on your desktop, wherever it's convenient for you. If you get interrupted, no problem. Just log off and come back to it and finish it up, and we'll give you a call.
NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Kim Williams, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Baron.
Absolutely. We'll be back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Dave, I'm not ashamed to admit, it's my favorite Mellencamp song.
Really?
Yeah. It's got such a blue-collar Midwest feel.
A million young boys.
It does. It's just,
I like the accordion.
Yeah, it's got a little accordion action.
Just living to be
That'd be, that's actually a hard one for me. What my favorite Mellencamp song is.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what?
Because there's so many good ones.
You know what? It's not. Authority Song was my favorite song when I was like six, and so I'm just going to ride with that.
Yeah.
Like, it was my number one. Remember the video, the black and white boxing
right,
video?
Yeah.
Like, I love that when I was
fight
like six
authority.
Or seven.
Authority always wins.
And I mean, it's kind of like a theme of my life.
Yes. I'm in.
Dynamite don't sound like too much fun.
Well, maybe we'll go out to that since it is Two for Tuesday and we're playing two songs from every artist. I don't know how many people have picked up on that. Not, you know,
We've had a dearth of callers today.
Yeah, usually when we have a thing, that's what happens.
Because we're going so heavy.
If you get cap and gown, people don't call. They want to call on funny days. You know, if we were yucking it up,
mm-hmm.
We used to yuck it up every day.
Well. So, look, you know, you can't yuck it up all. I mean, I can.
If we were yucking it up every day right now, the whole day, people would be calling like crazy. But we've been a little, we're talking about death and everything else. I got a good story I'm saving for the end, though. A great story I'm saving for the end. This is an interesting story to me. U.S. Women's National Team's Ashlyn Harris calls former teammate Jalene Hinkle homophobic after old interview surfaces. Fox News, let's see here. U.S. Women's National Team's Ashlyn Harris has accused her former teammate Jalene Hinkle of being homophobic. Now, this is interesting to me.
Wait, say it again.
Ashlyn Harris, who apparently I've never heard of before, who is apparently on the women's national team, has accused her old teammate, Jalene Harris,
mm-hmm.
of homophobia after an old interview resurfaced on Twitter in which Hinkle spoke of her refusal to wear a pro-LGBTQ jersey. Hinkle was widely criticized for her refusal to play two matches for the U.S. Women's National Team, reportedly because she didn't want to wear the team's pride-themed jerseys. "I felt so convicted in my spirit that it wasn't my job to wear this jersey," she told the Christian Broadcasting Network's 700 Club back in a June 2018 interview. "I gave myself 3 days to just seek and pray and determine what God is asking me to do in this situation." A clip of the interview was retweeted Sunday by a prominent Catholic social media pro-life advocate who wrote, quote, "Apparently the U.S. women's football team is not a very welcoming place for Christians." Harris accused Hinkle of being homophobic and intolerant, noting that her former team comprised Christians as well as LGBT. You know what bothers me about this story?
What's that?
Intersectionality. Intersectionality. You have a gay white woman criticizing openly a black woman in the media on the same team.
Right.
They're having a good old-fashioned offense-off. Or a, what's the word I'm looking for? A repression-off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's more repressed?
Listen, the girl just decided she didn't want to play in a game. How about saying, it's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. She should. Hey, why? I mean, You're rarely going to find a more pro-gay rights Catholic Republican than Barron. But why is the U.S. Women's National Team playing in gay rights jerseys anyway? Gay flag jerseys. Why take a political position?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just play the game? Put on your white jersey or put on your blue jersey and play the game. You know, are we going to put on pro-war jerseys next? What other political? Are we going to put up pro-abortion jerseys? You know, red jerseys, I guess? Or like red streaks running down them? Are we gonna play in anti-gun jerseys? I mean, why are we playing in political positions anyway? The women's national team represents everybody. All people in the United States, frankly. Black, white, gay, straight, tolerant, intolerant. It represents everybody. If this girl didn't want to play in the jersey, just say, yeah, I mean, or just let her say what she's saying and don't even address it. But how about just saying that's unfortunate? I don't know. Of course, I don't know who Ashlyn Harris is. I've never heard of Ashlyn Harris. I'm looking at a picture of her. She kind of looks like a man, frankly. Or as Austin Powers would say, that's a man.
That's a man, baby.
But I guess that's the thing. We're talking about her, and we weren't talking about her, so she got her wish. She got her wish. 272-9228. Tom Baudet.
Hey, how are you today, sir?
Doing well.
I just came out the doctor, so I missed a good portion of your show.
Yeah, you missed a great one.
Yeah, it's from what I've heard so far since I've been back in the truck. Everything's been great.
Mm-hmm.
I had good news from the doctor today. I'm still going to be alive for a while.
That's good news.
That's good. We're happy about that.
I was reading chapter 2 on that book that you recommended today.
Which one?
The Mornings on Horseback.
Oh, what a great, great book. How do you like it so far?
The first chapter was very good about the Roosevelt family, and now I'm on the Bullocks in Georgia.
Yes.
They sound like great people.
The Bullocks?
Yeah, they're from Georgia.
This is Mom. Go ahead.
But I wasn't looking forward to it. I was hoping to get to find more out about Theodore. But once I got to read it today and finding out about the duels and the murders and all that.
Yeah.
What
do you mean more about Theodore the First or Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy.
About Teddy, you said?
Yeah, but
who are you except for where you came from?
Hey, look.
I agree. You can't understand
Roosevelt's position on war, why he was the Secretary of the Navy, unless you understand his uncle, who fought for the Confederacy and commanded a massive ship down there. You can't understand how torn he was about the war, and frankly, why he dedicated his life to war. because he was basically repenting for the sins of his father who did not fight in the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
That and...
like I said, I wasn't thrilled about reading about it, but once I got to reading it, I can't put it down.
Yeah, you understand why. It's the writing style, the author's phenomenal.
Yeah, read the Robert Caro books about Lyndon Johnson. The first volume is like 600 pages. The first 200 like barely mentions Lyndon.
Yeah.
Except in the prologue,
it's
and then
about
it goes
the
through
family.
Everything about his family and everyone that he's, you know, that he's descended from and yada yada yada.
Yeah, I'm glad you're reading that book. It's a phenomenal book.
I do agree if you go into it thinking it's just going to be about this, it can be a little tedious.
Yeah.
Like it took me a while, and then I skipped a bunch of pages. But then I had to go back and be like, oh, wait, I missed this.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, his family puts in context his views on war for the rest of his life. He's probably, you know, I've been accused of being a little bit of a pacifist. I am not. But his views on war from his family... are because of the way his family was. They sort of shaped his view on war, and it sort of made him the man he was. I mean, 3 years before he was president, he was on a horse raiding Cuba.
Mm-hmm. The guy got shot during a speech and finished the speech.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. At like 55.
Yeah. Colonel Roosevelt. That's a good call, Tom. We appreciate it.
It's a cooler title than president.
What, colonel?
Colonel. It's a great, you know.
Yeah. Well, we've had generals as president. We ever had another colonel?
Mm-hmm.
Grant was a general.
Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower was a general. We ever had a colonel?
Well, they were colonels before they were generals.
Well,
probably.
Obviously. Oh, speaking of, my brother-in-law is going to make lieutenant colonel.
Well, congratulations to your brother-in-law.
Yeah, 39 years old.
Hey, now.
Pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty young. Businessman from Zaire.
Truth.
I'm just kidding. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get it. Oregon's governor facing a possible recall. I bring this up only to say we don't have this option here in Alabama, and I wish we did.
I wish we did, too.
Because it sounds like fun. Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Doesn't she sound like a delight?
She's the, Baron, she's the first openly bisexual mayor. I mean, governor.
Is that true? Yeah. What is openly bisexual?
I mean, what do you think it means?
Well, I mean, I know what bisexual means, Dave.
You know?
Hold on. Someone... This is so funny. Someone was trying to tell me one time her father was very bipartisan.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And she said he's very bicurious. I was like,
That's like the...
I didn't think that means what you think it means.
That's like Andre Dawson one time. He said, you know, I want to be a role model. I want the kids to copy me. They should copulate me.
Nope, they shouldn't.
No, Andre, I don't think the kids should copulate you, buddy.
No, they shouldn't, Hawk. gives new meaning to his nickname, the Hawk.
It's like, you know, just try, you know. You know, sometimes when you use big words, you sound dumber.
You tell that to Mike Tyson. He's going to fade into Bolivia.
Bolivian.
I don't know, man.
Fade into Bolivian.
I just got debacled out there. That was the greatest interview of all time.
I got debacled out
He's
there.
Not real bright anyway, and his brains were scrambled by Lennox Lewis. Oregon's governor facing possible recall. Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Here's what I love about this story, though. It's not for anything she's done illegal or immoral or scandalous or anything like that. It's just basically for being a Democrat. And the Republicans are trying to pull the plug on her.
Well, that's what the Dems did in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, it is. And the Democrats are doing the same thing in Colorado.
And the Republicans did the same thing in California.
To Gray Davis? Yeah, but that worked.
20 years ago.
That worked.
It did.
Gray Davis was horrifically unpopular.
And I got a... Well, remember we were talking off air about the money message media or money message man?
Yeah.
They had the money and the message. The man, not so much. And he got elected, and then he was like milquetoast as, I'll get out. And
yeah. Well, he was a little bit of a globalist. They blamed deregulation. But
he was basically like, Rod Blagojevich and Gray Davis are basically, you know, like they're like guys, like they're backbenchers, like never did anything, but they just had this ability to raise the money, so they won.
Mm.
Now, Gray didn't go to jail. He just got recalled, but, you know.
Washington Times report goes on to say this is taking place at the same time Democratic Governor Jared Polis is facing a recall effort in Colorado. But this is the thing. I mean,
Baron, got to be careful. Polis openly gay.
Is he really?
So now we got to, I mean, are they picking on the LGBTQIA+ people?
Jack should run for mayor. The more I think about it. Time was right. We had the T-shirts. We had the slogan.
That's the most important thing, the T-shirts.
We had the T-shirts and the slogan. I got a request yesterday for a Jack Campbell for Mayor T-shirt.
I mean,
yesterday. Someone said, you still have any of those Mayor in 2019 shirts?
I might have sent you a memo on monetization,
Darren. Right, we're going to. We're going to have T-shirts, people. You're going to love them.
Lots of T-shirts.
This was the song you liked?
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The number of storms will be thinning out over the next few days as the temperatures continue to rise. Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices again. Isolated storms at best, but few and far between. Good luck. Tonight's low 74. Thursday, high temperature 96. Spotty afternoon storms here and there. Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think the rain chances get a little bit better. They'll still be random, but there'll be more to go around each day. High temperatures in the mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
This song all day.
It's such a good song.
I just want to rock and roll. All right, our number 272-9228, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the special this week. Fire! It looks so good.
It's actually just hot fire.
It absolutely is. It is sauteed chicken, mushrooms, tomatoes, and broccolini in a red sauce over bow tie pasta. They have a picture of it. It has that fresh shaved Parmesan right over the top of it, served with breadsticks and a salad for $9. $9.
Best deal on the planet.
Guys, $9.
$9.
I'll give you an idea. I ran through a drive-thru the other day. I got a double fillet of fish.
Did you actually run through it or did you drive through it?
I got a double fillet of fish, a French fry, and a Sprite. I paid $9. I felt like crap for 3 days. I gained 12 pounds.
Yeah.
I had fillet of fish grease shooting out of my pores. $9. You can get this healthy meal. Sauteed chicken, broccolini, mushrooms, tomatoes, and a red sauce over bow tie pasta.
The broccolini's good the way they do it.
Oh, so good. They saute it up nice and soft. Then it's got shaved Parmesan over the top, got some breadsticks, and a salad for $9. I will never, ever do what I did the other day. Filet of fish and Sprite with fries.
But you always regret it.
Always.
No matter what.
But you know what? When I took the first bite, I liked it.
Oh, I know.
I took that first bite, I was like, why don't I get more filet of fishes? And then about 20 minutes later, I was like, oh, I don't get more filet of fishes.
Now, Baron would never do this because he doesn't like Yardbird. But I am a fan. Remember a couple years ago when McDonald's, there was like that pink goo controversy about that?
Yes.
Isn't that how they made the chicken nuggets or something?
All mechanically separated chicken.
I love McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Do you really?
Yeah, they have that like great. It's like they have this taste like nothing else.
Dave,
and I mean, you know it's bad for you.
Terrible.
But it tastes so good.
No, it doesn't.
When it hits your lips. So good. Yeah, that's a staple for me on the road. I'll just straight up a 20-piece McNugget and a Coke.
You know, you can get 10 nuggets at Burger King for like a buck.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, that ought to tell you what's in it.
Oh, I know, yeah. But they don't have that great chemical like
like that faint hint of ammonia in the background.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, that's what all. If you let your kids eat mechanically separated chicken, you might as well let them play in traffic, or like give them heroin needles or something. Like go find some needles in San Francisco, and say go play around in the excrement, young man. That mechanically separated chicken is some of the nastiest stuff on the planet. It's in like low budget hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
low budget chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Don't let your kids eat that stuff.
No,
you know,
I mean,
you know what they do? They take chicken and they pick all the good stuff off it. Then you got all the pieces that are stuck to the bone. They soak it in an ammonia acid solution. All that protein and stuff dissolves in the solution, and then they squeeze it back into a paste, dye it white because it's now pink,
mm-hmm.
and then put it in McDonald's chicken nuggets. Or you can go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and get a nice fresh chicken breast.
You know, and as you know, I mean, you can talk about what you feed your kids. I would say that if Baron and I exchange 50 texts in a week, 40 of them are about food.
At least.
Yeah.
Probably 80% of our texting involves food.
Well, that's what I said. If it's 50, then 40 is about food.
Yeah, okay. Don't make me do math on that.
Sometimes it's about the show.
Very rarely.
Very rarely.
Sometimes it's about globalists corporatists or whores.
Yeah, well, if it's
globalist corporatist whores.
If it's about the show, it's just an article that I saw or you saw, like, hey, maybe we'll, and we don't even say maybe we'll cover this, just text it.
Yeah.
And if somebody says, oh, that's cool, then there's a chance it'll show up on the show.
Then it probably, if someone's like, damn.
The good stuff bubbles to the top.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got a good thing here.
Speaking of bubbling, marinara bubbling on the back eye right now at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Goodbye, Dave, when you get a chance, Randall.
Man, and let me tell you, you talk about how beautiful everything is. Everything that tastes good ain't beautiful. I'm gonna tell you that I had the Italian sandwich yesterday, and it's so many flavors. I guess you can't make it. You just gotta bite into it and get it all on your chin and wipe the mess up. But let me tell you, your taste buds get knocked around in your mouth. First time I had the Italian yesterday, and that was the best thing I ever put in my mouth so far. Except, well, let me talk about it. On the T-shirts, it'll hold true that, and it'll stay to this. I got the first one that was paid for. It's been signed, and it ain't never been wore, and it's inside of a piece of glass right now.
Hey now,
Jack and Baron signed it too. Now Baron's signature's on it. I think that was the other shirt I brought two that night, but I still got that one. And one day I may pass it on to Jack, but suppose I met you in the parking lot. Remember that day after you gave away the fifth one?
I met
you in the parking lot. So I make sure I paid for the first one. I hope no more shirt to get. I'm gonna tell you, I hope no more get made like that. Almost, I'm just selfish, I reckon, sometimes for Jack. But I wore mine
2 weeks ago, just out to run some errands. Jack Campbell is very popular.
I never got one because by the time I even had, yeah, they were like, I mean, yeah, they didn't have my, you had like two left and they were like mediums.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dave can't wear a medium.
No, he can walk it off. Walk and
That's right.
I know he could. Man, Dak, I love you, brother. Man, I love thinking and talking about you. And I can't wait till the day comes that brought me to get that shirt to you. Love you, brother. See y'all.
Appreciate awesome. It. Thanks, Randall.
272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Yeah, you wear that shirt in public. If you wear a Jack Campbell for Mayor shirt in public, people go bonkers.
I mean,
it doesn't matter where you are. Especially if you, I'll take it. If you're way out east.
Hell yeah.
Like West Atlanta, like East Chase. You know, these Midtowners won't even cross the boulevard. They don't even know where Costco is. True story. My old law partner, Joe Hubbard, took me home to Pike Road one time when my car was in the shop. Had never been over there. Represented the area and had never. Now, he didn't represent Pike Road, but he represented Montgomery. You'd think he'd like drive around a little bit. He was like, I didn't know all these houses were back here. What? What, dude? What are you talking about? There's a whole city over there. Gordon Stoneville, right?
Well, it's a town.
No, it's not. It's a city under the state code.
Oh, it's now a city.
No. The state code defines town as 2,000 residents or fewer.
Oh, okay. But I thought they called it the town of Pike Road.
They lie, Dave. They lie. You know why they called it the town of Pike Road?
Because it was a town first?
No. Because they don't want to get a police department.
Because it's a cute name?
No. Because they don't want to get a police department. And the cities have police departments.
I doubt there's a... I think that, you know, you're kind of putting a lot in that word.
They don't want to get a police department.
Guaranteed they want to.
Well, then get one.
Yeah.
Get one. Invest.
In America, first you get the money, then you get the women, then you get the power.
John Merrill said Americans are preoccupied with homosexual activities and wife swap shows. It's an unfortunate story.
That's. I mean, you know what? For John, that's a great headline.
Told supporters over the weekend at a town hall that the country's morality is dwindling because of changes in pop culture and television. Yellowhammer News reported Merrill said that the lack of wholesome family shows on television plays a part in the shift in that nation's culture at the campaign stop up in Fort Payne. In a phone interview with AL.com Monday night, Merrill stood by his comment, saying people are, quote, too interested in anything that's not uplifting or edifying. Too busy being preoccupied with homosexual activities and wife swap shows. The foundational principles we've grown up on as a nation are no more. No more shows like Gunsmoke or Bonanza or The Virginian or I Love Lucy or Andy Griffith. Boy, he knows who votes, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. He's the best politician in Alabama, by the way. Bar none. If you're... I'm not in the article right now. This is me talking.
Mm-hmm.
If you're campaigning and mentioning Gunsmoke and Bonanza and Andy Griffith, you understand the median voter in Alabama is 58.
I was just
going
to say, Barron, who votes? Yeah. Old people.
Median voter in Alabama is 58.
Mm-hmm.
He gets that.
Is it even that low?
It was at one time. Hell, it may be older
median,
than that now.
That means half above, half below.
Half above, half below. But you have this weird... distribution of voters. Because you have almost nobody 30 and under. Nobody. I mean, just almost nobody over there. Then you have this huge bulk between, like, 45 and 54. And then you have this massive, like, 70-plus. And so you have this weird distribution. But he knows who he's talking to. Gunsmoke, Bonanza, I Love Lucy, Andy Griffith. He's talking the top half. I said, people are too interested in homosexual activities. They're too interested in the wife swap shows and shows that are not morally uplifting. That's the problem. So there are shows on air that are based on biblical foundations, shows that promote family and culture with a father, mother, and children based on biblical teaching and biblical principles on which our nation was founded. The no shows. It's an interesting quote.
I mean, Lucy, she had to disavow the fact that she was a communist, but, you know, other than that.
On the show?
Wholesome show. Literally on the show.
Hmm.
Remember how Desi would go in, like, he would come and give his little spiel? Immediately before the filming of episode 68 of I Love Lucy, Desi Arnaz, instead of his usual audience warm-up, told the audience about Lucy and her grandfather. Reusing the line that he had given to Hedda Hopper in an interview, he quipped, "The only thing red about Lucy is her hair, and even that is not legit."
Woo-hoo-hoo!
But she was in 1936, and again in 1938, she was a registered communist.
Mm.
Not that that has anything to do with this. I understand the point that he's making.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
But you are correct about the basically the Nick at Night voter being, you know,
being the reason, being the person he's going for.
Yeah.
BathInnovations.com, generous sponsors of our telephones, 272-9228. That's our telephone number if you want to get in, 272-9228. Bath Innovations on the East Boulevard is not who you need to call if you want intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct talk radio. You need to call them if you want a good-looking bathroom. A good-looking bathroom. They'll take care of that. 271-2723. That is their number. That's going to send you to the BathInnovations.com headquarters. Bath Innovations, general contractors, Bath Innovations of Alabama. And they, what do? They beautify bathrooms, man. They do everything from the simple stuff like reglazing a tub or a basin to a complete remodel of a bathroom where they tear everything out and put everything back in, build it back from the ground up. They can do your stonework. They can do acrylics. They can do drywall. They can do anything you want in there. The acrylic is amazing, though. I saw an acrylic bathroom the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It looked amazing. It looked like something you'd see in Versailles. It's just really a good-looking product. All you got to do is call them, 271-2723, 271-2723, bathinnovations.com, or stop by their East Boulevard location. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman, more of your phone calls if you want to get in, 272-9228. Kind of a cap and gowny show, but sometimes you need that. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills. Till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above?
9 minutes left in the hour.
Baron, today's Two for Tuesday.
Yes.
Bumper music.
Yes.
Has been hot fire.
The bumper music has been phenomenal. I love themed bumper music.
I mean, it's been, so
do I. Takes the thought out of it.
Right.
All we had to do is think of great acts and then pick
and
two songs we like.
Songs out. The hardest part on some of these is finding the, is picking the two songs
that you want to play.
Because they have so many.
Right. I mean, like how do you pick two Rolling Stones songs?
Right. I usually do it by era.
Yeah, like mid-Stones.
Yeah, they have like three or four main eras.
Yeah. This is an interesting... Well, hold on. Do I have anything else I have to cover before I get to this one? Because this one could derail the show.
Well, we're in the shoot here, you know. It's
A couple things here. Alabama State Park's offering free admission on Friday, and that is to celebrate the 80th anniversary of the State Parks Division, as well as Alabama's bicentennial. The 200th day of 2019 has been declared Bicentennial Day. That'll be Friday, July 19th.
Are they giving out free water? Because it's going to be like 105 on Friday.
I don't know. There'll be free admission and parking at state parks. 20% discount on overnight accommodations this Friday, July 19th.
And our state parks are awesome.
We have a great state park system. Really, really good ones. We have a great state park system.
But, you know, hoofing it over to, what's the, Chautauqua?
Yeah.
You know?
It's nothing. It's easy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying when it's like 91 but feels like 102.
Yeah.
Guess where you won't find me Friday.
At Chautauqua?
Right. Just saying.
I talked to someone who went to Chautauqua recently, and they said the same thing. Man, it was hot.
We did spring break at the one up in, I can't think of the name of it, but it was really cool. They had like some CCC projects up there, and they had these like cabins and chalets and stuff up like, I don't know, like between Talladega and Gunnersville.
Yeah.
Someone will know it. It was good, though. A lot of fun. And very cheap.
Speaking of Auburn.
Auburn.
Was this Auburn? It says Dateline Florence. I thought this would have been an Auburn softball tournament. Aren't all softball tournaments in Auburn? I didn't know there was another softball facility in the state.
No, they break them up by age group. Because remember, I was in Enterprise for the baseball thing. So, like, they break them up by, like, age group.
Auburn's softball complex is, like, nationally known.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they're, you know, how old are these?
11 and 12.
Yeah, see, there you go.
They don't care about professional accommodations. Season's come to an unfortunate end for the Op All-Stars Ponytail team. We're talking ponytail softball, 11 and 12-year-olds.
Hey, talk, get hit.
Two of their coaches were kicked out of the tournament following a fight Monday. Happened during the Game 4 matchup between Op and Montgomery American in the Dixie Youth Softball State Tournament being played at Underwood Recreational Park, a suburb of Florence in North Alabama. Warren Bowron, the state's director of Dixie Softball, said the game was competitive and going well with a score at 3-2 when the incident happened. Said it wasn't clear what sparked the confrontation between the coaches. Video of the game streamed to Facebook showed the softball field then yelling and screaming as adults raced toward the dugout to intervene in an off-camera scuffle. Players looked on as some unidentified adults directed them back to their dugouts. We can't tolerate coaches attacking coaches, period. End of story, Bowron said.
The only way this story could be better is if the coaches were on the same team.
I think they were.
So they fought each other.
Yes.
Even better. That's
yes.
What I'm talking about. You go, Op. You do your thing.
No, Op. There were two Op coaches going at it.
That's what I'm talking about. That is the energy I'm here for.
They were playing Montgomery American.
Well.
Go Montgomery.
Somebody had to get knocked out. He signaled the wrong thing. The girl tried to bunt. Coach just smacked the crap out of him right there in the dugout.
Come on, lady. Hat, ear, belt means steal, not bunt.
Just RKO'd him right there in the dugout.
She missed the double key.
That's awesome. I'm proud of them.
The worst I've ever heard. I'm going to read this headline. And I just hope everyone understands I'm just reporting the news. Society masturbating its way into climate catastrophe.
Well?
Climate activists and anyone else who views porn online are part of the problem, according to a new climate report. A French think tank, The Shift Project, reveals that adult material accounts for more than 4% of all carbon dioxide emissions. linked to digital technologies.
Emissions.
Porn constitute 27% of all videos viewed online. 4% of all carbon dioxide emissions.
Seems low.
Porn.
Only 27% of videos?
Seems low. Very low. Well, that may be counting the 74%, which pops up when you go to any website and it's like starts showing you about Dove. Like Caress.
Well, and the fact that like my kids watch YouTube like 9 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know.
And they're probably not watching porn.
No, they're not.
Viewing pornographic videos in the world in 2018 generated carbon emissions of the same magnitude as the residential sector in France. What's easy? Let's do away with the residential sector in France.
This is just moral.
Won't have any problem at that point. Said even Stephen.
This is just shaming self-pleasure, Baron.
You giveth, you taketh. World internet video traffic accounts for 306 whatever units of carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
Adult videos is 82% of that. YouTube videos is just 65%. The authors then shift to a moral argument against porn.
See, I told you this is just moralistic, you know, moralizing.
One of the problems mentioned regarding the effects of consuming pornography at the societal level is the phenomenon of shifting norms. During the consumption of content by an individual, a trend towards increased violence in the content viewed, for example, has been observed, leading to harmful effects on individuals' sexuality and their perception of physical relationships.
You know, there used to be three places where they're talking about this escalation took place.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be porn, professional wrestling, and rap.
Where right? Everybody went.
You had to outdo it. If one person does this, you have to. You know, if I rap about killing somebody, you got to rap about killing five people.
Yeah.
If you rap about killing five people, I'm killing your whole family. Okay. Professional wrestling, same thing. Porn, the same thing, right?
Well, then they switched to blaming men.
But now the problem is it's infected politics. And so now, like, you know, Trump says something, they have to say it's super racist. Then, you know, they have to have the squad come out against it. So it's all pornography, man. The culture is all pornography now.
Well, I only have about 30 seconds left. It sums by saying that men are the problem.
Well, duh.
It says for several years, we've observed a large proportion of men cannot self-gratify without pornography. The use of pornography and thus the visualization of online pornographic videos are therefore now associated with a utilization governed by highly automatic cognitive mechanisms. Isn't that hot? You're not looking at porn. You're engaging in highly automatic cognitive mechanisms.
Next time you get caught, just remember that word, that phrase.
Junior, what are you doing?
Engaging
highly automatic cognitive mechanisms, Ma. Highly automatic cognitive mechanisms, Joe. You're going to want that story, I promise. It's noon. Dave, 21 hours from now,
we'll be here.
Dan Morris is next. You can go your own way.